So my paintings at the Sioux City Art Center are my Feminine Attempts series, and they are life-sized full-body portraits. They're oil on canvas, and they are of disgruntled women in domestic spaces. And the easiest way for me to describe them for people who haven't seen these paintings before is imagine a hybrid between Betty Crocker and Betty Page.
That's for sure. I saw some of the pictures and images online, and fabulous stuff there. Just beautiful painting.
Thank you.
But I love it how they look like they're doing different chores. And then the footwear is kind of featured.
Yes. So I have a combination between modest, conservative, like June Cleaver style clothing, and I pair it with provocative, dangerous footwear. And this is a visual representation of the expectations of femininity and these conflicting expectations that women have, where we're supposed to be pure and chaste and modest, but we're also supposed to be beautiful and sexy. And walking that line is near impossible. So I combine them both together and make this ridiculous outfit, but it's a way to speak to these expectations of femininity.
So I think the Betty Page would be the footwear for
yes,
sure.
Yes, definitely.
And I even noticed that there, it looks like that you have a self-portrait, it looks like, in that exhibit.
There are three self-portraits. This series took a few years to develop, so my hair looks a little different in some of them, but I have self-portraits in this painting series because I started off with my experiences and how I don't feel like I fit within this narrow box of what it means to be a woman. And so I created the first self-portrait where I'm doing dishes. And that is a chore that I particularly don't enjoy doing, which you can tell from my facial expression in the portrait. And after I created this first painting, I had other women who would approach me and tell me things such as, I hate cleaning the bathtub. I have boots. You should paint me. And so I would have other women volunteer to be part of this series because they could relate to the struggles that I was experiencing within my own life.
And you're so busy. You teach, you do all these different things. You're a fixture at University of South Dakota too.
Yes.
And how do you find time to do this kind of exhibit? And how long does it take to usually do just one of the pieces?
So just one of the paintings typically takes between 100 and 150 hours.
Wow.
And so it takes several months to get one done. And I would work on multiple paintings simultaneously because there's that phrase where it's so much fun to watch paint dry. And while I'm waiting for a layer to dry, I could work on another painting. And so having the time to paint and be part of the art community is extraordinarily difficult. And I feel like I just don't get to sleep as much as I need to.
That's always a good thing, isn't it? I know you also work on fabulous aprons. You do some silk printing.
Yes.
Too. And you were actually featured at Art Splash a few years ago. And your handiwear was actually used to help raise money here at Siouxland Public Media. I think we had it as one of the items that we did during our fun drive in the spring. And they were gone right away because people loved them.
That's wonderful to hear. So I make aprons, and that actually comes from this painting series. In all of the portraits, the women are wearing aprons. And with the very first self-portrait, I was trying to make myself look as domestic as possible. And I thought I should wear an apron, but I didn't actually own one because who wears an apron when cleaning their house anymore? And so I had to make one. And I made the aprons that most of the models are wearing too. And around this time, I learned how to silk screen properly. And I love serography. And it's when you're putting the ink directly onto the fabric. And so I printed fabric and I made aprons. I also made dresses as well. And a few years ago, I was the splash artist for Art Splash with the Sioux City Art Center. And that was a fantastic experience because I got to see people and they would try on the aprons and buy them. And I like having my art be accessible, and having art that's wearable is a lot of fun. My fear with the aprons, though, is that people buy them and they're like, it's artwork. I can't wear it. But my intent is for people to wear it and be messy with it, because part of my concept as an artist is that women are supposed to be beautiful and put together at all times and be immaculate and never have any spots or stains. However, we're real people. We do stuff. It's messy. And so the apron is a record of the work that we've been doing. I specifically designed a couple aprons and dresses that I wore in my studio, and they are covered in paint and ink and gesso and sawdust and who knows what else is on there. But it's a record that I am not just a model. I am an artist, and I'm busy, and my work is messy.
And when it comes to your artwork, do you have a special medium that you like to work in the most? I don't know if you have something that you, or you just like the variety.
I love painting the most, and that is one of my favorite classes to teach as well. And I love painting so much because it's a very forgiving medium. A lot of people think that with painting, it's too hard, but it's not. What's great about oil painting, which is what I like the most and specialize in, is if something goes wrong when you're painting, you can wipe it off and no one has to know. And if you don't notice the error until it's dry, you can paint over the top of it. Or if it's really bad, you can sand it down and then redo that area. And so as an educator, I feel like there are no bad paintings, just paintings that people haven't finished. And so that's why I love oil painting the best. But as we talked about, I also love serigraphy, so silkscreen printmaking. That has a higher curve for craftsmanship, I feel, but it's more versatile and it's more affordable. So it's people are able to collect it easier.
Do you have a favorite artist that you get inspiration from?
One of my favorite all-time artists is from the Renaissance. It's Artemisia Gentileschi, and she is in the Caravaggio style of painting. And she was an artist during a time when women weren't really allowed outside the home. Like, they couldn't train as artists, and then having a public life outside the home was seen as taboo in that era. But she broke all these barriers. She learned to become an artist in a time where it was pretty much taboo, and she was able to sustain herself on her career. And her artwork has all these very powerful, strong women in it overcoming obstacles. Some of them are acts of violence, and they're very active, which is different from like traditional Western painting. And so I really enjoy like her biography, and the work that she creates is just powerful imagery on her own.
And it's like your images too.
Yes, I do take some inspiration from her, of course.
And what's next for you? Do you have some other projects that you're working on? I know it's hard to always find the time to invest in yourself and the talent that you have, but anything that you want to work on, or anything that you're kind of thinking about doing?
I'm glad you ask. I have so much on my plate right now. I'm working on 2 new painting series. I'm developing another series for printmaking. And then I'm also curating a couple art shows that will be in Vermilion. The first one is actually open for submissions right now. It's called Subversive Celebration. And it's a mail-in art show where artists all over the world can mail in altered cards to me. And I'm going to display them at the University of South Dakota this spring. And I have another show that's going to be an 8x10 mail-in show that has an optional artist exchange with it, because being part of the artistic community is important to me. And so I want to try and build that community and have options for other artists to display as well. And then for my own personal painting, I'm working on a series called Brodalesques. And it's a play on the Orientalist painters, where they would paint the odalisque in the harem. And so it's the passive laying down woman. And in art history, we're told that, oh no, it's just a beautiful painting. It's about form and color. But if you look at it and think about it for more than 30 seconds, it's about the male gaze. And so I'm doing a parody series of it, where I'm putting men in these traditional poses that women are often put in art history. One of my models, when he volunteered for this, he said, paint me like one of your French girls. And so I'm painting these men in these traditional odalisque poses, but they're bros, so I have to paint them in their man caves, because that's the contemporary forbidden space for a female artist like me. Thank you.
shouldn't have been a mess in. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.